So here's another question from our Q&A section, this time from Dean Mower, who has asked the following question. How do you tell clients nicely that they are not web designers? If I'm honest, Dean, I think you're approaching the problem from entirely the wrong perspective. Who says the client cannot be a web designer, that the client cannot contribute a design idea? Did you ever watch the Matrix films? Were you as disappointed in the way the trilogy concluded as I was? The rather pathetic ending was more made all the worse, in my opinion, by the fact that the web was full of great ideas about how the series could have ended. The ending suggested by fans was far superior to that suggested by the professional filmmaker. The moral of this little story is that anybody can have a good idea. You don't have to be a professional filmmaker to come up with a great movie concept, and you don't need to be a professional web designer to improve a website. Clients can often come up with great design ideas. We need to accept that and not reject them simply because we didn't think of them. Our experience and expertise will probably give us a higher hit rate than your average client, but that doesn't preclude the client's contribution. The challenge is when they come up with a bad idea. So really, the question isn't how should we tell the client that we're the web designer and by implication that they're not, but rather how do we tell them when they've got a bad idea? Although I strongly believe that the web design process should be a collaborative one between client and designer, where both are equal partners, that doesn't mean we both have the same expertise. As a web designer, we spend a lot of time learning from the client. They tell us about business objectives, target audience, branding, and much more. It's our job to soak all of that up, but it's their job to explain things as clearly as possible. But this is a two-way street. It's also our job to teach the client, to explain clearly why an idea they have might not work, and to do so in a non-confrontational and gracious manner. Often a good place to start is by asking why. Why does the client think their idea is a good one? Why do they think the website should be green and not blue? Why do they think the logo should be made bigger? Questions like this help to get to the underlying issue. Most client ideas are their solution to a perceived problem. If you understand the problem, then you can comment objectively on the solution. For example, if they want to make their logo bigger, this may be because they're concerned that the branding is being lost. In such a case, you might decide that the client's right and that you should make the logo bigger. Or you might conclude that increasing the amount of white space around the logo achieves the same thing. If you and the client disagree about the solution to a particular problem, don't allow positions to become entrenched. Start by appreciating the client's contribution and trying to encourage them about some aspect of their solution. In short, show them that they are valued contributors and that you don't perceive them as a nuisance. Clients are not a nuisance, and we need to stop thinking like that. Instead of directly criticizing ideas, ask a few questions. For example, instead of saying you can't make the logo bigger without distracting from the calls to action, say instead, have you considered how this might impact our calls to action? Are you okay if the calls to action become less prominent because we've made the logo bigger? This gentler approach is significantly better than stomping your foot and demanding to be listened to simply because you're the web designer. This just comes across as desperate, aggressive, and ultimately undermines your credibility. But this is a massive topic, and there are no shortage of approaches that you can use when working with clients. Hence, I wrote an entire book on the subject. What I would be interested in is to hear what other approaches people have used when working with the clients. So go and check out the comments, put in some more ideas there. And Dean, hopefully you'll find some great ideas in the comments, as well as my own ramble